Hello, this is Danalee Simon. I'm so glad you found your way to this site and to this spirit soak practice called The Beautiful is Everywhere. This practice is based on that quote, "The Beautiful is Everywhere," by Fernand Léger. So for this practice, you could definitely do it just sitting in the same space in your home or your workplace or wherever you are. It might be helpful to be by a window where you could look outside. It may also be helpful to be close to a mirror or have something else where you could see your reflection. It could even be a picture of yourself. Or you may decide that you want to kind of move around during this practice. And if so, you know, you'll be invited even to go outside if that's something that you can do in the space where you are. So make it your own and just do whatever feels best for you. So first of all, just find a place that feels good. Just sit down wherever you are, I would say. And just take a couple breaths, just using your breath to orient you into this present moment. So often we're coming from something else or we're thinking about what we're going to do next. But see if you can just use your breath to be here, to give yourself the gift of this time and this practice, by being as fully in the moment as you can. And now just staying in the room wherever you are, take a deep cleansing breath. And look around at this familiar place with a deepened awareness and willingness to see. And ask yourself, what is beautiful right here, right now? What is beautiful right here, right now, as you look around this familiar space? And see if you can take note of three things. Next, walk outside if you're able to do that, or maybe you could just find a place where you could look out a window. Take a deep cleansing breath. And now look around with a deepened awareness, a deepened willingness to see, and ask yourself, what is beautiful right here, right now? What is beautiful right here, right now? See if you can take note of three things. You can feel free to either stay outside or go back indoors if that feels better for you. Find a mirror or a place where you can see your own reflection. You could even use a picture of yourself And once you have that in front of you, take a deep cleansing breath. Look at yourself with a deepened awareness and willingness to see. And as you look at yourself, ask yourself, what is beautiful right here, right now? See if you can take note of three things. Next, think about another place. You might go later today or tomorrow. Maybe it's to your work, the grocery store. Maybe you'll take a walk around the block or pick up food at a local restaurant. Make a mental note right now to bring this practice to that space. Make a mental note to, while you're there, taking a deep cleansing breath. While you're there, see if you can remember to look around with a deepened awareness, a deepened willingness to see. And in that moment, ask yourself, what is beautiful right here, right now? When you're in that different space later today or tomorrow, see if you can take note of three things. Finally, I want to invite you to practice this the next time you are with a group of people, with family, friends, strangers, or acquaintances, even if that gathering is over Zoom. See if you can open up to see the beauty that exists in every person. When you're with that group, take a deep cleansing breath. Look around with a deepened awareness, a deepened willingness to see, and ask yourself, what is beautiful right here, right now? And in that moment with that group of people, see if you can take note of three things. This is a practice that you can come back to either in its whole, or you could even just revisit parts of this. How amazing would it be to bring this practice to a bedtime ritual with your children, to notice what's beautiful about them as you put them to bed? Or what would it be like to bring this into all those Zoom meetings that so many of us find ourselves in these days? To really see people, what would that be like? What would happen as you practice this over time? I'm curious what patterns and themes you might begin to notice. And I'd be curious, if you do practice it, what has surprised you about where you have been able to notice beauty. As always, I wish you many, many blessings. May you go in peace from this time.